Governor Doyle's been saying this spring that he likes the Milwaukee school voucher program at its current size and does not want it expanded while the state has budget problems. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee have inserted into their budget plan a proposal to remove a cap on voucher slots. The GOP also wants to expand taxpayer-funded choice to private schools in Milwaukee County suburbs and allow families to stay in the program if their incomes rise above an existing cutoff point. After an event in Milwaukee, Governor Doyle said it's the wrong time for the Republican plan.
Some parts of this budget are really, the hypocrisy of them are at times a little breathtaking. For example, trying to do something for teacher salaries was said to be policy and wouldn't be in the budget, but apparently expanding school choice would not. What I have said all along in this budget is, my view is the school choice program is it should stay as it is.
Doyle says it's clear the Republicans want to expand vouchers. But Howard Fuller of the Alliance for Choices in Education says if the choice enrollment cap of 15,000 students is not removed, vouchers would come to a grinding halt. Fuller says within a year or two, the state would have to prorate the choice slots.
And if you were to use the numbers of people who are currently in the program, you'd have every school getting 114 kids. So certain schools would lose 600 kids, 500 kids, 400 kids.
Fuller says some voucher advocates wanted the Republicans to expand choice to Racine, Beloit, and perhaps statewide. It isn't clear if there would be enough legislative votes to override a school choice veto. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.